It's Good News Week.
Unionist and activist Jack Mundey passed away on Sunday at the age of 90. He was a very polarising figure, so we took calls from listeners that both loved him and absolutely loathed him. Richard told a good story, though, about his memories of mixing with the BLF.
I'd only just left school, but I used to drive a little truck and deliver drills and things to the sites. But because I wasn't a member, they used to have people on site checking to see if you had a union ticket. And I didn't, so Pat would ring the site ahead and say, look, he's on the way. And we had a little code. A guy would stand out the front with a handkerchief or something, and if he was wiping his brow, I'd keep going.
Are you joking?
Yeah, yeah. They were pretty heavy. Back then, the BLF. I mean, they did a lot of good stuff, but they were very tightly controlling building sites. You know, if you didn't have a union ticket, well, see you later. Well, conspiracy theories have always been with us, but there's certainly been some weird ones linking the rollout of the 5G network and COVID-19. Well, our IT and gadget guru, Stephen Fenwick, dispelled that link earlier in the week.
I think that it is one of the most ridiculous things you could ever hear, that 5G is responsible for the spread of the coronavirus. People should calm down a little bit. Rather than joining these ridiculous Facebook groups and meeting in person to demonstrate just how stupid you are that you believe such a theory, they should just relax a little bit. Give me a break. 5G, absolutely. Absolutely does not cause anything like the coronavirus. Is this a
fever? Well, Richard had another problem with his domestic duties this week. This time it was around his washing.
Bird poo?
On your shirts?
No, it was a towel, and I couldn't figure out how it happened. Went to get the big one off, right sort of low down and in the middle, bzz, bird poo. And I thought, how on earth did that get there?
Oh, I trained the dove to come over and do
no,
it.
No, I was thinking about it. It was like the dam busters, you know,
yes.
they come in low and then bounce it off. Trick shot.
Well, at least it wasn't a bat. They're shocking.
1, 2, 3, 4. Right, that's enough of that. Earlier in the week, we spoke with Member for Shortland, Labor's Pat Conroy, about the review and possible withdrawal of the JobKeeper scheme, and Pat certainly doesn't think that that would be a good idea.
The economy hasn't recovered yet, and a premature withdrawal of the JobKeeper subsidy will be a massive step backwards. That will mean that employers that aren't making a profit yet will be forced to sack more workers, and that will add even higher rates of unemployment. So I was really worried when the Prime Minister floated that idea.
Every day, Richard loves to make multiple cups of tea. Here at work, he uses tea bags, but when he goes home, he loves to use a pot. Sadly, disaster struck this week.
My teapot fell apart, unfortunately.
Didn't cut yourself?
No, I didn't. I went to pour my cup and the whole spout thing fell off and tea went all over the place.
Oh, do you put the tea cosy on?
No, do they think of the past or are they still
I don't know.
Popular? Tea cosies.
I didn't think we'd be talking tea cosies
tea
this
cosies.
Morning, but
well,
if you're still making tea cosies, we'd love to hear from you. Richard needs one.
I do need one. We were talking about bucket lists earlier in the week, and something that's been on your bucket list for many years, and we have discussed it in the past, is being a part of one of American photographic artist Spencer Tunick's mass nude photos. Well, apparently, and you're quite excited about it, you can still do it during isolation.
Look, it's on my bucket list because I wanted to reach a stage in my life where I just didn't give a rat's about what I looked like. But you can do it at home. Got a computer, you take your kid off, he'll direct you what to do.
You're going to do this, are you?
I am.
You're going to put it on our Facebook page?
Not our Facebook page, but I'm going to wear a mask. I'm trying to con Phil in to do it. Do you want to do it too?
No.
I will, Richard. All right, now, we offered you the opportunity to acknowledge a nurse on International Nurses Day. We were inundated with stories and thank yous.
Good morning, Dee. Were you a nurse?
Yes, I was. I started my training in 1964 and finished in 1968 at Maitland Hospital. Things like meningitis was prevalent in those days.
Good, I'd just like to pay tribute to all the nurses. They're the earthly angels. To all the aged care nurses who are working so hard all the time. They do a fabulous job and they continue to work hard. They really are undervalued.
Well, China's decision to ban beef imports from four of Australia's biggest abattoirs generated a lot of comment from our listeners, Kim, most of whom were certainly not happy about China's decision.
They've caused so much damage to the world. They should be crucified for what they've done.
So now they've got their backs up. They don't like that, the communist nation. They're being childish. Yet China continues to bully everyone around the place. And I'm afraid that if the world doesn't stand up soon, it's going to be all over Red Rover.
You don't sort of stand over a country like China. So they're our major trading partner. Start threatening them. What did they expect?
That's just bullying, mate. Think now's the time to stand up and say, look, we're running this show. Someone else will buy our meat.
Richard rides his bike most days down around the Honeysuckle area. He made an interesting observation about the young tradies on the building sites as they make their way home.
But it's funny seeing these guys that have been working all day in high-vis gear and a backpack. They're on their skateboards.
Please tell
back
me you're not getting
park.
A skateboard
no,
now.
No.
Listen, I think there's
no
nothing
way.
More tragic
no
than
way.
When you see someone, you know, say 60-plus
no
trying to relive their
no,
youth.
No, it's a great way to break your wrist or
very
something
good.
Or whack yourself in there. No.
Thank
I'm content with the push bike. Yeah, well, I'm definitely not going to be a skater boy. The decision by the New South Wales government to allow up to 10 people to dine at pubs and clubs as of today is certainly good news for the hospitality industry, as local president of the Australian Hotels Association, Rolly DeWitt, told us.
Most pubs and clubs will be pleased with the government announcement because previously we were being left behind. So it will allow us to cater for up to 10 people at any one time in the bistro or restaurant area. It will be difficult to fire up some of the larger pubs. Quite a lot of pubs, it won't be viable to open this Friday, but it's a step in the right direction. Yes, it's a small step, but it's a significant first step. We've been under immense financial distress. Even though pubs are closed, there is still the hidden cost, and they're mounting up.
Well, enjoy that if you are going off to the local over the weekend. Now, blooper time, Richard. Sometimes we just can't get it together. After I had a swipe at Richard for mucking up a word, he swiped right back at me about my arthritis.
Our music monitor is up and running again, and it's the chance to win free fuel. We're giving away multiple $50 fuel cards.
Thrifty.
Right.
It's early. Quick coffee
go on,
to the studio
go
for
on
Richard
your old
King.
Girl. Go and treat your arthritis.